Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 12th. The branch. Isaiah 11:1 says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit." Sometimes a good tree has to be cut back severely if it is ever to do what it does best, bear fruit. Such was the case for the tree that had grown up from the root of Jesse, David's father. No longer were the kings of Judah bearing the fruit of justice, compassion, and righteousness that had once been their hallmark. Yet their root was sound and capable. The root could once more bear fruit that would attract the nations of the earth, but the dead stuff had to come off. Isaiah saw his age as the time of pruning, all in preparation for the one who would spring out of David's line. Getting there was excruciating and disheartening for a nation under the brutally sharp knife of the gardener. But Isaiah knew that a new branch would spring out of the barren stump of Jesse that would erase all the sorrow of the pruning. The branch to come would cover the world with his fruit of peace, justice, and security. Notice that Isaiah speaks in the singular about this branch, a shoot. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, and so on. Isaiah is writing about a unique person, not some vague class of deliverers who do their work for a generation and then pass on. No, he speaks of Messiah, the everlasting, the Holy One of Israel, the personification of all that is holy and good in the world, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. Only in the branch is the longing of men and women to be reunited to God fulfilled. Only in the branch will real peace descend on the earth and take hold. Only in the branch will that which is now broken and unfruitful be restored and become beautiful. Only from the branch will healing for the nations come. Revelation 22, 1-5. Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.